da bi se borio protiv pirata, recimo, kad ja mogu da tužim državu, što mene pirataš. Država meni treba nekim tamo zakonom i to radi, ali u praksi ne radi. Treba da garantuje, znači ja ne mogu sad da odem i da smućkam ovde, ne znam ni ja, on neki pigment sa kiselom vodom i da prodam Coca-Cola. Mislim, nije dozvoljeno. Zabranjeno je zakon.
Cross Radio.
Rock on, Zagreb, rock on. This is Mambo Kurt.
Hello, hello, with the lights out. It's this dangerous, here we are now. Entertainers, I feel stupid. And contagious, here we are now. Entertainers, I'm a lotto. And I'm Vino, I'm a skato. My libido.
Pozdrav svim slušalcima Cross Radija direktno iz Zagreba. Prošli tjedan, točnije u petak 1. veljače, Zagreb je ugostio jednog nekonvencionalnog party makera iz Njemačke, Mambo Kurta. Koncert je održan u dvorani Pau koja je bila ispunjena do posljednjeg mjesta. Iako je Mambo na svom hemu docvirao hitove kao što su I'm Your Private Dancer od Tine Turner i Smells Like Teen Spirit od Nirvane i mnoge druge hitove, atmosferu možemo opisati kao koncert Sex Pistolsa. Puno stage divinga, puno znoja i seksi atmosfere. Više o sebi i svom radu čućete direktno od Mambo Kurta iz dijela intervjua koje je Mambo ekskluzivno dao za Radio SC i Cross Radio. Poslušajte šta Mambo kaže o svojim početcima, prvim nastupima i uopće o nastajanju imena Mambo Kurt.
The Mambo Kurt thing started back in 1996 when a friend of mine was the owner of a discotheque in Germany, and he knew that I was playing the orgel as a child, and he asked me to play half an hour to play anything I want to play. And then I decided, well, we play these songs I like to listen to, so I decided to play Radiohead and Nirvana and AC/DC. And of course I played it on the Heim orgel because there was no other way to do it. So in the beginning there was really no plan, it just was a kickoff start. I have 1 week time and then I played the songs. I got this old 70s suit in my closet.
Yeah.
Because I had it for years hanging there, and then I decided to have it on. And the funny thing is, on the way to the first venue ever in my life, I had to put some gasoline in my car, and I went to a gasoline station in Germany, and there on the gasoline station there was on the sellout the sunglass for Eine Deutschmark. and I bought this wonderful sunglass, and this was the beginning of my wonderful Mambukurt outfit. And nowadays I never changed this outfit, and nowadays I'm famous for the music and for the porno style sunglass.
Mambo nam objašnjava kako bira hitove iz globalne muzičke industrije koje kasnije interpretira na svoj način.
I like every song I play. Of course, tonight I will play Slayer and I will play ABBA as well. And I only decide if the song is good. I don't care if it's political correct to play this song or something like this. And in the end, the song has to have some melody in it, because without melody, let's say like death metal, doom, this you cannot do on the orgel. This is impossible. But inside of Slayer, there are so wonderful melody that you can play on the Heim orgel and everybody will recognize. And then when I work on the songs, the very simple songs, let's say Sex Pistols, Anarchy in the UK, I really worked, I think, half a year on this song because I cannot put it on the orgel. It has this wonderful punk attitude and you cannot do it on the orgel. So the most simple songs take the most work on the Heim orgel. And a song like, let's say, Rammstein or Kiss, I Was Made for Loving You, you put on the tempo, you put on the beat and you can play this wonderful song. So in the end, I always decide if I like the song, and I only play songs I like. One Hit
Jones. Da li su Mambove obrade satira, zabava ili nešto sasvim drugo?
Of course I like it if you don't take yourself too serious, you know, the rock and roll business always takes itself too serious. If Axl Rose doesn't take himself so serious, maybe he should have a better living today. So yeah, in the end I like to hard songs I make soft and soft ones I make harder. So, but if the people are enjoying and having a good party time, and the heavy metal crowd and the alternative people are doing dancing and polonaise and stage diving and they have a good party time, this is perfect for me. Everybody sees in Mambukurt what he wants to see. Some people say you are the distillery of pop and you make Axl Rose on the very three chords he has, but in the end everybody sees what he wants to see. For me, the people have to enjoy and then I'm okay.
Kako reagiraju veliki imena poput Slayera, Tine Turner, AC/DC-a kada Mambo baš njih izabere za svoje obrade?
I'm very, very proud that all of the bands react very positive. I know that there are some reactions from Faithless. The people on Rock am Ring told me that Faithless listened to my Insomnia on the tour back in 1999. And even Slayer know that I exist, because once I was playing a heavy metal festival in Germany where Slayer noticed me, and then they make a photo of them and myself at the orgel. So I'm very proud. The musicians, if you are a professional musician, you know not to take yourself too serious, you know. So it's a honor for them if a good cover band does a cover of them. And I know that there are some bands who want me to play a cover of them, but I don't do so. So yeah, this is yeah.
Kako Mambukurt vidi sebe u slučaju kada bi svoj Hammond zamijenio sa 2 gramofon i miksetom? Da li bi Mambo bio dobar DJ?
Yeah, you can say like this. If I was not a Heim orgel player but a DJ, I have only good songs. Yeah. And trust me, I never thought of playing ABBA and Dr. Alban, but then I was playing the biggest heavy metal fest in the world, the Wacken Open Air, and on the after show party in the night at 4:30, the DJ, after playing hundreds of metal anthems, played Dr. Alban. And then all the metal crowd goes crazy about Dr. Alban. And well, in the end, it's a good song. You cannot keep yourself away from tap tap da 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 da. You cannot, because this is magic, you know. And this is what a song is, a good song if it's magic. You can play Paradise City. You can play on a flute, on a cello, you can sing, you can listen on the mobile phone, and it's always a good song, you know? And then a song is a good song.
Da li Mambo može normalno živjeti od koncerata i prodaje svojih CD-a?
No, as I'm all alone on stage and on tour, all the money is in my pocket. And many, many US bands come for the on the first European tour. They have a 10 people equipment and a stage hands and manager and stuff. And in the end, they have no money in their pocket. I work the other way. I'm all alone, but I have all the money in my pocket. So I can live from this... quite rich. Well, I'm not Robbie Williams, but in the end it's okay and I enjoy what I'm doing.
I evo kako Mambo vidi sebe u poređenju sa muzičarima poput Weird Al Jankovića, Novel Voga i Senior Kokonuta, šta to njegov muzički stil čini jedinstvenim?
Oh, that's hard to say. Everybody of these people you mentioned, Weird Al Jankovic, it's out of the 80s, I think. And Novel Vag, you can say Novel Vag is like Mambo Kurt, but not... I'm more punk rock, you know. I'm not perfect. I go directly in the face and ta dun 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 dun, and I cannot. And of course, it's my sound, the sound of my wonderful Heim Orgel. I'm the only person on earth having this sound. So it's like you can ask, what is the difference between, let's say, Sex Pistols and Ramones? They both play punk and they don't play very good. But there is a difference. It's the sound, you know. And I have this special Mambo Kurt sound, yeah. But I'm very proud that you say Jankovic, Novel Vag, Senior Coconut and Mambo Kurt. Thank you.
Mambovo viđenje glazbe u sljedećih 30 godina.
I think for the next 10 years it will be live. The young people go to concerts more than in the past, and of course Metallica and Genesis are angry because they don't sell so much copies of their album, but in the end who cares if Robbie Williams doesn't earn 150 million euro and only 112 million euros, so you see, I don't care.
Za sam kraj, Mambo nam priča o svojim najboljim nastupima sa gledišta atmosfere i mjesta gdje su koncerti održani.
Well, I have to say, Zagreb, Kset, is one of top three in the past. It was always big, big fun here. I have to admit that Croatia, Zagreb, is... party capital of Europe. You even beat Holland. I was playing here a party on Monday, and Zagreb was going that strong as Berlin is going on Saturday, you know. You are so crazy here. And of course there are some big festivals, let's say the Wacken Open Air last year, where I destroy with a chainsaw my Heim Orgel, you can see on YouTube. This was big fun for me as well. So, but Zagreb is top three, I think.
A sada prava poslastica, poslušajte dio Mambo Kurt koncerta snimljenog u Dvorani Pauk održanog 1. veljače u Zagrebu.
Because this song is called Zamba Struck.
Turning back, thunder that raced, and I thought, what could I do? And I knew there was no help from you. Sound of the drums, they have beaten into my heart. heart. Thunder of gun, yeah, tear me apart. You've been a Zambastra.
Cross Radio.